We could do it, you know. Take off, live in the woods.
They'd catch us.
Well, maybe not.
We wouldn't make it 5 miles.
I think the students are just going to be amazed by the decor and basically how we're going to transform this dining center to really look like scenes from the movie and from the book, obviously.
Ray Cole is marketing manager at UB's Crossroads Culinary Center, known as C3, on the North Campus. Multimedia will be used, featuring sounds and special effects. And there will be all types of cuisine featured in the Hunger Games.
So we're going to be actually serving rabbit stew. It's featured a lot in the movies and the book.
Elizabeth Amato is general manager of Crossroads Culinary.
We're also going to be doing Cornish hens, kind of with a sage rub. We'll have roasted parsnips, a beef stew.
Amato admits the food might be a little bit outrageous for some of the students' tastes.
You know, even if it's just having a taste and they don't like it.
Students are being asked to bring along a non-perishable food item to be donated.
We're going to have an archery range set up that we've tied in with the University Presbyterian Food Pantry. And for that, they get a soft arrow to shoot at a target.
This theme food event will be submitted as UB's official entry into a competition for the National Association of College and University Food Service Awards. A couple of years ago, UB clinched the national grand prize. Now students are also encouraged to dress as their favorite Hunger Games character tonight. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
4, 3, 2, 1.